Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
8:43 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Red Hot Comet coming to Milwaukee end of this month. He's got back-to-back shows at the Pabst Theater coming up May 31st.
I got vaccinated. Now, I was very lucky. I didn't have any side effects. None. But some people did. Some people had side effects. Don't get me wrong. I was worried. I was scared there was going to be side effects. What if one of the side effects is like, it cures dwarfism? That would suck for me. I'd have to rewrite all of these jokes. My wife would leave me because she's got a fetish.
That is Brad Williams. He's 4.5 feet tall and leans in hard on every bit of it to do his comedy. Live with us here on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline this morning. Thanks for making time, Brad.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Awesome. Hey, so let's address first your condition of dwarfism. And I wonder, I mean, obviously it's a large part of your act. I wonder how that's received in your community. Are most of your people who have the same condition as you, are they laughing along, or are some people bent out of shape over it?
Yeah, I guess it's radio, so we gotta address the elephant in the room, and it's radio, so we have to talk about it, because I don't particularly sound like a dwarf. It's not like I get on the radio and be like,
yeah, the Wizard of Oz didn't help you, right?
No, mine dropped at age 13. So, yeah, I'm good. But to be honest, it's been received great. When I started doing comedy, there were a lot of little people that were upset at me because they thought that I was just kind of exploiting myself. But then once people see the comedy, they go, oh, that's what he's doing. And now I'm getting a lot of little people that come to the shows and are taking great pride. And, that really means a lot to me. So all I'm saying is the handicap parking spaces will be taken at the Pabst.
Right. Reserve ahead of time. Yeah.
So when did you realize you were funny?
Oh, man. I don't know, but to be honest with you, I think it just came from being in kindergarten and my dad, who's not a dwarf. We don't all come from the same tribe. My dad taught me from a very young age that I would be made fun of and I would be bullied. So what he would do is he would write comebacks with me for when I would be bullied. So when I got to school and a bully came up, it's like, oh my goodness, I've trained for this moment. And I got sent to the principal's office on my very first day of kindergarten when a kid came up and said, like, ha ha, you're little. And I said, ha ha, your mom doesn't live with your dad anymore. And
wow. Disproportionate response. Would, right?
To you. Yeah, exactly. But I grew up in Orange County, California, so I had about a 65% chance of getting that one right. And I did. So I got sent to the principal's office. The principal called my father, and I'll never forget this. My dad was like, son, start it or did he finish it? And the principal said, well, he finished it. And then my dad said, well, you got no problem with me. Click. And then hung right up. It was great. So humor has always been a tool that I've used to make people difference, and not just me being little, but all types of difference. And so far, so good, because we're pretty much sold out on the first show, so we had to add a second show in Milwaukee at the Pabst Theater, but those tickets are on sale and going fast. So if you want to be able to tell your friends on June 1st, like, hey, what'd you do last night? Well, a dwarf told me jokes. Like, that's some emperor stuff right there. That's pretty great. So if you want to do that, you got to get your tickets quick because they are going fast.
And Brad Williams is at the Pabst Theater on May 31st. It's two shows. Yeah, back to back, man. Like, when did things really start to take off for you? Because a lot of folks think, you know, Eric and I think we're pretty funny in here and whatever. On occasion, someone will say, you're like, hey, have you ever done stand-up? Like, that's a really big leap from once in a while making a crack or even having your witty comebacks that you talked about versus, I think I'm so funny, all I need is this microphone, and I will stand up on stage and make jokes for an hour and carry the room.
Yeah, it's really a trip when you think about what stand-up comedy is. Stand-up comedy is me standing in front of, in the case of the Pabst Theater, like 1,200 people, 1,300 people, and saying, hey, 1,300 human beings, can you all just shut up for an hour and let me talk? Like, that's pretty insane when you think about what that is. And people say, like, hey, when was your big break? I never really had a big break, but I had the break that led to the break that led to the break. And during the pandemic, a lot of people were at home, and my clips started getting shared all over social media, and that's when a lot of people found me, to the point where now we're selling out shows, adding shows like we're doing at the Pabst Theater May 31st. So it's kind of a homegrown growth in popularity, which is really amazing, because I'm not selling out shows because I'm on a TV show or a movie or I've got this huge Netflix special. I'm doing it just because people think I'm funny and they passed me around and told their friends, hey, you got to see this guy. So it's really a homegrown effort. So in that way, I'm really, really thankful for the fans, and that's why. For the first show, I'll be out in the theater an hour and a half before the show even starts, signing autographs, taking
that's
pictures.
Super cool.
And then when the second show, I'll be out at the end of the show until we're done, which can be an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Dude, that's too late. Second show
you know
is like
what?
10-something, right? That's too late.
Yeah. You know, I don't care.
You might hit curfew here in Milwaukee.
Red Bulls hit me a lot stronger than they do people of your height. So I'll be fine.
Brett Williams coming to the Peps, joining us on WTMJ. You mentioned like TV and movies and that type of thing. Is that going to happen for you? Because oftentimes stand-ups, comedians, they make that transition. They still might tour from time to time, but they end up being in buddy-buddy movies or whatnot. Are you going to end up on the silver screen?
I mean, yeah, I've already been involved in a few things. We just finished shooting Spinal Tap 2.
There you go.
I'm in the sequel, but no matter what happens, I'll always be doing stand-up comedy because nothing is better than, like we said earlier, standing up in front of 1,200 people, telling them to shut up for an hour and let me talk. But the immediacy of stand-up comedy, where I tell the joke and the audience immediately laughs, and if I succeed, that's on me. If I fail, that's also on me. It's not like a movie where if an editor, a director, a production designer messes up, then it messes up the whole movie for everybody. Like, it's all on me, and I accept that pressure. And so far, it's been great. We've been getting great reactions. We've been selling a lot of tickets. Some people have been going to multiple shows within the same week. It's really unreal. And can't wait to bring that to the Pabst Theater. And, of course, also take a picture with the Fonzie statue. You gotta.
It's not far from the Pabst, actually, so that'll work out. Brad, really look forward to your time here in Milwaukee. I hope it's great.
Thank you so much.
All right, my friend, that's Brad Williams. His two shows are on May 31st at the Pabst Theater. 8:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News.